PFT Media.
Welcome to Orlando Opinions with editor of the Daily City, Mark Baratelli.
Good day. I'm Mark Baratelli, your source for Orlando news, views, and shady hues. Let's get started with the news. The City Tower apartment building in Thornton Park has 6,900 square feet of combined ground floor space for lease. It can be divided into three separate spaces or kept together as one. All three spaces are on the first floor. City Tower has 25 stories and 233 apartments. And speaking of City Tower, the Healthy Scratch is occupying a 2,400 square foot space on the same floor. The Healthy Scratch is a restaurant that serves acai bowls, smoothies, cold-pressed juices, and gourmet toasts, overnight oats, yogurts, and other healthy grab-and-go options. I think this acai bowl $7 fresh-squeezed juice, oats, and berries restaurant bubble trend is going to burst real soon, at least within 5 years. They're all made with incredibly inexpensive materials, yet have a huge markup. Acai bowls are essentially 50 grams of sugar down your throat, so you ain't getting skinny eating this millennial mess, Barbara. Go buy a pack of carrots for $1.50 and gnaw on that, but don't buy them from those crappy resellers at some of the area's farmers markets. Buy local, jerks. A new 2018 agreement between the City of Orlando and Orlando Economic Partnership was approved by City Council recently. The partnership is an independent contractor. The partnership will not be acting as the alter ego of the city and is not authorized to commit the city or its funds to any agreement. Check this. Documents and records kept by the partnership are not intended to be subject to Florida public record laws except when it acts on behalf of the city. So you ain't seeing those documents, boo. The new agreement gives the partnership $590,000 from the city. The city's payment is an extra $100,000 above the $1.82 per capita fare share, which is $494,000 and based upon the city's current year's population. $75,000 of the city's agreed-upon payment will be allocated to, quote, to be determined, end quote, special economic development projects and initiatives that benefit the city. And $25,000 will be allocated to support the work of the Foundation for Building Community. If you want to know what the Orlando Economic Partnership actually does, we have the full list up on our website. Church Street Plaza in downtown Orlando at 255 South Garland Avenue is a 25 or 26 or 28 story, depending on which news source you choose to believe, mixed-use development coming to the corner of West South Street and South Garland Avenue. In October 2017, the project name was changed from Tremont Tower to Church Street Plaza after Lincoln Properties purchased the subject property. This building will include a Sunrail station, a 180-room AC hotel by Marriott on 6 floors, a 2-story exterior terrace on the 18th and 19th floors, a restaurant with outdoor dining on the ground floor, 7,000 square feet of retail space, 200,000 square feet of office space on 7 floors, 605 parking spaces on 9 floors, and a separate office building lobby allowing pedestrian access during business hours. I don't care about this building other than what restaurants will be coming and how the Sunrail will interact with the building, and I know the answer to this question. Will the moving of this station from its current site increase Sunrail traffic? Nope. Sunrail is a hot mess of unused empty cars unless it's game day at the Paramore destroying soccer stadium or the Winter Park Art Festival is going on. Hot mess. Cedarwood Development plans on demolishing a set of 3 concrete cinder block warehouses in the Soto District built in 1940 and one built in 1957 to make way for a new 6-story self-storage facility at 924 Sly Boulevard. Self-storage is all the rage right now thanks to a new law passed by City Council this fall, essentially opening the floodgates to new self-storage development, much like that brewery law that spawned our city's wave of brewery openings. Not one isn't owned by a white male. The materials used in the construction of these 1940s and 1957 warehouses are described as inexpensive and minimal by the Orange County property appraiser. This built from crappy materials mess is an excuse, a reason, a justification for supporting the demolition of these buildings built in 1940. If you want to talk minimal and inexpensive materials, what the hell are all these old historic homes we keep saving built from? Italian marble? The Orange County property appraiser is a shady-ass bitch for doing this. Lamb Civil Engineering wants to convert the existing car dealership at the corner of Colonial and OBT into a multi-tenant office building. The building is a former Pontiac dealership that was in business from the early 1960s to 2010. The property used to have a large, distinct neon sign for decades. It's hidden safe within the neon storage room off-limits to the public at the Charles Hosmer Morse Museum of American Art. According to Roadside Peak, the well-known to longtime locals neon Pontiac sign is one of the last remaining working signs that still display the original Pontiac logo. The current tenant, Ultimate Auto Boutique, is anticipated to relocate spring 2018. Phase 1 changes will include restriping the existing concrete parking lot and adding landscaping. Wow. Phase 2 will include the following ridiculousness. As new tenants occupy a space inside the building, that tenant will construct the build-out as required. So, the development of this building will be a complete piecemeal effort guided by no overarching design or plan. I hate this. Thank you for listening once again to Orlando Opinions. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Daily City, or go to our website at thedailycity.com. I'm Mark Baratelli, and remember, hashtag Orlando is wonderful. Yeah, the pills have helped. I can tell. Oh, there's one more sentence in this story. I'm sorry.
A PFT Media production.